I'm going to be reading from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God and in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who come from the Father, full of grace and truth.
The light has gathered. We celebrate in hope. Joy. And peace, which are all central characteristics of our Emmanuel, God with us, whose light shines in the Christ candle this Christmas. Light is a central image for God's presence throughout Scripture, a pillar of fire to give them light. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And now the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus will declare with his own lips, "I am the light of the world." And we celebrate tonight his birth, the one who is the light. We know that he comes precisely because the people are walking in darkness. We don't need a flashlight at noon on a sunny day. But once the sun goes down, we need street lights, headlights, and any other light we can muster. In Jesus, everyone and everything is illuminated. The light of all mankind comes to dispel all our darkness. And he shines everywhere because there is darkness. Everywhere and in each one of us, Jesus is the one who finally reveals the world and all its inhabitants for what they truly are. And with love and compassion, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, sees our every gift and every flaw and chooses to wrap us in all his warmth or warm light. This is the very foundation of the good news. Let's pray.
God of all light, we come before you in many ways bruised, broken, cracked, and apart. Thank you for shining your light into these cracks, bringing your healing presence to our deepest need. We know that in our lives and in this world, there is still great darkness. Help us to see the darkness for what it is, that we might not fall under its seductive sway. Send us into places of great need with the godly virtues of your kingdom, that we might live as lanterns for your light. And may we be reminded that the light of the world is first revealed in the humble simplicity of little child, who we are now compelled to receive in childlike faith. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
In And there were shepherds living out the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, laying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with an angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. Glory to God in the highest heavens, and peace on earth to those from whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it was amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. All right, well, let's pray once more as we take a look at this passage together. Mighty God, we thank you for the great gift of your Son, Jesus. This is the time that we all gather just to remember that you were born at all. That you saw fit to take on flesh, to descend to this earth, and to walk among us as one of us. We celebrate this gift, which is good news for all people. As we look at this passage together, may the words of my mouth and the meditations and thoughts of each of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I just want to talk about one thing tonight, and that is how Christmas is for all the people. There has been, of course, throughout all the years since Christmas has existed, there have been people who it's really important to and people who Christmas is not very important to, right? And sometimes we get all up in arms this time of year about who says Merry Christmas and who says Happy Holidays and all that kind of stuff. I'm not really interested in that. But I am interested in the fact that some people hear Merry Christmas and think that it's not for them. Christmas should be, if we're doing our jobs of telling the story right, it should be good news of great joy to all people. That is what the story says. But, I don't know, it's gotten all wrapped up in a lot of negative connotations of people saying, well, you know, you believe in Jesus and I believe in this and this and this. No. Jesus says, makes it pretty clear that this is good news for all people. So I want to take us back in our minds to a time before there was any controversy about Christmas and holidays and all that stuff. Okay, so we're just going to go in a time machine. Can we do that together? So before there was any theological questions about the doctrine of incarnation, what does it mean that God became a man, right? Before Jews would ever even consider inviting Gentiles to their table to be part of the family. Before there were any Christmas carols or any Christmas traditions or any family gatherings or Christmas hams and turkeys. Before the great Saint Nicholas was recast as a jolly old elf and handed the keys to the season, you guys may know who I'm talking about there. Before all of these things, there was birthed the scandalous good news of great joy for all people, wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Jesus' birth ignited a revolution that changed the questions we ask about everything. So it changed questions we ask about theology, culture, politics, tradition, family, and the holidays. And Jesus was born into a very specific time, in a specific place, and to a certain people. And we expect a hero's story to be good news for his people, right? Whenever we hear any story about a hero, we expect that the story will be good news for the people that that hero represents. But from the outset, the claim is made from the angel in heaven that this story is going to be good news for all the people. The angels proclaim peace, where? On earth. And that's a really big place. Not just peace in Jerusalem, peace in Judea, peace on earth. Now that's an obvious point, okay? Peace on earth includes all of earth. But things only happen in the specifics of life. There's no cultureless, valueless, languageless, genderless, valueless life. That doesn't exist. Everything has all of these things, right? There are no days lived just in general. And we spend our days moving through specific countries, in specific states, in specific cities, on specific blocks, in specific buildings, in specific rooms, right? We are in a specific church, and we're not just at church right now. We're at Bretton Woods Covenant Church, 925 Bretton Road, Lansing, Michigan, 48917. I've written that down a few times. Jesus' specific story is deeply rooted in the specific culture, theology, and people of Israel, of course. And he fulfills very specific prophecies regarding a descendant of David who will be the anointed Messiah and Lord. He enters the dirt and the dust of earth. And Jesus rubs shoulders with real people and their flesh and their blood and their skin and their bones. He takes on flesh, and it means something. So it's first century Palestinian Jewish flesh that Jesus takes on. But at the cellular level, Jesus takes on the same flesh that each one of us take on, the flesh of all humanity. And his birth signals good news and redemption for all of that flesh. It signals a brand new opportunity. It's one of the reasons that the angel can say that the birth of the Messiah of Israel is good news of great joy for all the people. So, just think about this. Something small happens in a specific place at a specific time, and it has ramifications across nations and across time. Let's think about a child being rescued from a basket floating in the Nile River. And because of that, a whole people group is freed from slavery. You think about a crowd of fed-up Americans standing to walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, and people throughout the country are awakened to terrible injustices. Let's say a lawyer stands in a courtroom in Washington, D.C. to advocate on behalf of children sentenced to the death penalty. And it affects courts all over the United States. And you think about a little baby born in Bethlehem with shepherds there to confirm that he is the Messiah. And now, life eternal will be available to all people in him. In that moment, in Bethlehem in Judea, in a little stable, all the questions change. The questions are old to us, but then they were brand new. What about this Jesus? Was he God? Was he man? Was he both? Was he part God and part man? All God and all man? And if so, how does that math work? How can he be 200% of a thing? If the good news of Jesus is good news for all people, what does it mean for our religion? Are we still Jewish? Are our followers of Jesus now Jewish? How does that work? And what about our enemies? Can we no longer say that God is on our side and against our enemies? Can we not say that anymore? How do we love our enemies? With the love of Jesus, all the questions change because a little baby was born in Bethlehem in Judea. And those questions are still alive, and those answers are still, to many of us, fuzzy. But what we can't deny is that in Jesus, everything changed. The course of human history was altered because this baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger was born. The King of the Jews and the light of the world. And more people have gathered here tonight than perhaps have gathered in this sanctuary all year. And that's because we all want to be close to that light. It's a glorious light. It's a light that shines on each one of us and it burns in our hearts. It's the light that motivates us to seek his kingdom in the specifics of our lives. When we go to our homes and our workplaces and our schools, and when we come to our churches, that light of Christ compels us to lend a hand to somebody, to offer a gift to somebody, to be challenged, to submit to somebody, even when we don't kind of want to grumble about it, right? To divest of our privilege, to advocate for people who need advocating, to show mercy to people, to seek justice, to love our enemies, and to become good news of great joy. It's the light that shines that draws us near, and we gather to become the good news of great joy for all the people. So may Christ fill us with his light this night, that we might become that good news tonight and beyond. Let's pray. Mighty God, we thank you for this good news of great joy for all the people. We understand that not everyone receives it as good news. Some days we don't even receive it as good news. But Lord, help that light to shine in each one of our hearts. May we, in the specifics, in the flesh and blood and skin and bones of our lives, may we live out that good news that started in Jesus in that manger in Bethlehem and continues right here and now in the work of all of God's people. And let us boldly proclaim the good news of Jesus as we go out into the world together. It's in the strong name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that we pray. And all God's people say, Amen.